Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
Good morning and welcome to Opinionated Marketers with Charles Nixon and Kieran Kapoor. Charles, I was very taken by an article in the FT about the graduates struggling to get secure good jobs, which is based on some FT research that they've done.
Yes, it was an interesting article, wasn't it? It was a small sample, though it was across many different countries. And many of the same issues, I think, were coming out, which was that it was taking longer than most people would like. And they were going to have to go through some pretty horrendous sort of tests in getting into jobs in large corporations. I think it's an interesting one because it has always been problematic for people to get the jobs that they would like, mainly I think because expectations coming out of university tend to be a little bit higher than they perhaps should be. But I do believe that there are some significantly good opportunities these days with smaller and indeed startup corporations, which will give a lot of people the opportunity for their entrepreneurial flares to come forward.
One of the current themes in the research was that finding secure work was more important than finding fulfilling work. And they also felt that people were actually going to stick to safer, well-paid paths than take risks, which I thought was a huge shame. At the beginning of your career is surely exactly the time when you should be taking the risks.
I think from the positions that we sit in, the answer to your comment is yes, we believe that risk should be. However, that isn't always the case when you've just come out of university, especially these days with considerable amount of debt. The looking for gainful employment, which gives you a step up into the world of work, consuming and paying off debt, I think is probably a higher weight than something that you might want to gain a job in your most interesting or diverse organization that you might want to get into but can't. So I think it's always been the case that, you know, the big consultancies and the large corporations with well-known brands will always tend to soak up a lot of applications. But I would agree with you. Early on, I think, is the time definitely to, you know, experiment and learn about new opportunities that you hadn't perhaps considered whilst going through university. And I think there are now going to be a wider range of jobs available because of the issue of the pandemic and people having sort of left the country opened up jobs that were otherwise taken by people who've come in from EU. And I think also, you know, that has been exacerbated by Brexit as well. So I think there are some significant opportunities now that will not be repeated in future.
Yes, the other thing that really struck me was the idea that people were going to be looking for a job for life rather than moving around, which seems so counterintuitive to the way we've seen careers going, where we tend to have a much more portfolio career and a much more attitude that you start, I don't know, client side and then go agency side and then do a bit of freelance and then come back in. All the suggestion were from it's 70 graduates, isn't it, this particular piece of research, but it's obviously quite detailed research. Seemed to be that jobs for life was going to be what people wanted, which I found really surprising.
I think I agree with you. Certainly it's counterintuitive to where we seem to have been for about the last 20 odd years when people have realised that moving around was an important part. I think the pandemic and Brexit are quite a cultural as well as economic shock. And stability is something that quite a lot of people would like to see. I think it's a little bit naive, though, because I really don't think that many corporations are going to display the level of commitment to their employees that we saw in the 50s and 60s of the last century, where jobs for life were the norm. There are too many transitions to be made in corporations as they reel from the various shocks from technology and waves of creative destruction that will mean that most organizations had to be fairly agile in the way in which they evolve. And that will mean that jobs will have to be restructured and shed. So I think the job for life has gone. I don't think it's something that's easily there to find. The only way in which you can do that, of course, is to be your own employer or your own boss.
Yes, and I can see why, having been battered by the pandemic, people might not want to be feeling like they want to take up the reins and start their own business. And it does require a whole other set of skills. But yes, I think one of the things that really struck me with this was the desire to have a big name on your CV. And I do wonder in today's world how important that still is. I mean, obviously, it's nice to have the badge of the big corporation, but does it actually, the future of the economy, I suspect, lies in the SMEs rather than in the big corporations.
It does. But the point you just made, I think, still wins out for a large number of even SMEs who want to take people on. The security that they feel by taking on someone who has been employed by a large organisation, who has also potentially been through a very detailed selection process, means that the person comes almost pre-qualified or pre-selected as being of a different rank from the also-rans, as it were, the people who haven't been to a large organisation. And if that's the case, then, you know, you're looking for something which is different, i.e. someone who's either got a significant amount of confidence, self-starter ability, ability to manage their own activities, as well as perhaps entrepreneurialism. But if you're going to employ someone who has worked for Mars, Coca-Cola, or any of the major brands, then you expect that experience and that pre-selection to add a significant amount of kudos to the candidate that you might take on board. So I think there is still the idea that gaining a badge of a large brand is still good, but it is going to be, I think, increasingly more selective to get into those markets as the numbers are going to dwindle. So it may be a very painful process, and for the large majority, an unsuccessful one. So setting sites for larger organisations may not be a good thing.
Okay, so you and I are in positions where we work with colleges, we work with professional learners, you mentor. So let's finish on a sort of positive, upbeat note. How do you, if you are a new graduate, stand out in this marketplace? What can you do to give yourself a hook? And I'm going to kick off with being enthusiastic. I get very tired of job adverts that want people that are passionate. After reading about 3 job adverts that want people to be passionate, I usually need to lie down in a darkened room. But I do think sounding enthusiastic about what you're doing. What I don't want, and I've had it, is somebody in front of me going, I want to work in marketing because I think it's a very interesting industry. What I want is somebody who comes and goes, I've read this article about the junk food advertising ban that's coming in. And my view is, you know, I may not agree with your view, but at least I feel like you've got one. What would you say?
I'd like people who've got an opinion, and I like people who have got a view on a subject. I take it to a certain degree with a pinch of salt, dependent on the interview. But the one thing that I would love to see their volunteer experience. I'd like to know what they have done. Now, rather than the fact that they say, well, you know, this is my first job interview or this will be my first job, I want to see them actually out there and doing something. So whether it's for a local charity, whether it's for the local school, whether it happens to be doing a bit of their own enterprise, I like to see some flair that they have got off their backside and done something.
So in fact, we're both looking for the similar sort of thing. It's that it's what we tend to describe unhelpfully as a spark. But actually what you're doing is saying, not I've got this badge because I went through university. What you're doing is saying, this is me. This is what I am passionate about. And whether that's having an opinion or whether that's getting off your backside, as you put it, and going out and finding something, both of those actually just bring that spark, that flair, that passion. And that's what we're looking for, because surprisingly enough, that does make you stand out. We see far too many people that are scared to do that.
Yes, I think that's very true. There are too many people who are passive, but then that's always been the case, because what we're looking for is the minority who stand out. Everybody's always looking for the minority. But the other thing that I would say is if someone has not been employed for a while because they've just left university and are going for their first job, then I'd like to know what they've done to continue studying. You know, private study is an important aspect to keeping the mind awake and also informing their opinion. So whether it happens to be, you know, doing a course in coding on a MOOC, or whether it happens to be in undertaking something as a local college, I think is important to see that they've still got an acquiring mind.
Yes, actually, that's a very good piece of advice. And what I like is that you haven't done what people would expect us to do, say, go and get a sort of CIM qualification. Yes, by all means, but there are plenty of other qualifications or ways of learning that you can do. And I'm always just as intrigued by people that tell me that they've gone off and learned scuba diving, or they've gone off to learn to make pottery. Because, again, it's just a different part of the brain and a different part of learning. It doesn't have to be academic learning.
No, because the aspect of learning informs other elements of life as well as other elements of learning. And as I say, private study, as I would call it, is probably an important thing to maintain throughout your life. It's one of the aspects of feeling that you enjoy learning, which really sort of bodes you well for the rest of your career.
And the final bit of advice I will give, and obviously I'll ask you, Charles, if you have another piece of advice, is join a group. We strongly support the marketing meetup as a community of marketers, a very supportive community of marketers. Runs webinars every week. There's things you can learn. There's people you can get to know. And I do actually think that really helps. Again, it gives you a spark because you start hearing other people's opinions, which helps you form your own. And Charles, any last piece of advice?
Well, I'll just add to that, which I think is very important, is get into a network or several. Having an opinion of your own is fine, but like all the famous phrases, having a strategy really doesn't survive the first knock of the competition. So the issue here is that if you happen to have your own opinion, which is fine in your head, but as soon as you expound it to somebody else, they don't like it. What are you going to do? So you have to have a robust ability to put forward your ideas. So join networks, whether they're virtual, preferably physical, and therefore you can get out and see other people. But any networks that allow you to share ideas and to discuss them, that hones your ability to communicate.
That's great. And of course, it's another way of showing that you've got off your backside, to use your phrase, and done something, because joining a network is something very positive.
Yes.
Brilliant. Thank you very much indeed, Charles. Lovely as ever to talk to you.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content
from Cambridge Marketing College.